Next speaker is going to be talking to us about Macro's Gone Wild.
Good morning. The original alternative title for this talk was You're Not Expanded to Understand This, after a famous comment that appeared in the sixth edition of the research Unix. Who of you are familiar with what the C preprocessor does? Okay, most, so I will skip that it does source files inclusion, macro replacement, conditional compilation, and other stuff, and I will just move into problems. Bjarne Stroustrup described the preprocessor as a constant problem to programmers, maintainers, people porting code, and tool builders. And this is indeed the case, a phase distinct from the compiler, and therefore it's difficult to analyze. When you see a syntax error in the compiler, you don't know how the preprocessor changed the code and that made that error appear. It's difficult to reason about. It confuses the C grammar and the semantics. You can have parts that are distinct from the C grammar. The conditional compilation confuses testing. It's also associated with many traps and pitfalls. Books on the use of C programming language have chapters describing you how to use the preprocessor properly. Otherwise, you will get burnt and crash. So what I will look at is how the preprocessor is used in the Linux kernel, and specifically examine four things. First of all, the usage characteristics, the extent it is used in the Linux kernel. Second, this is where I will mostly focus, I will discuss the introduced technical debt. We'll see how it has changed over time, the usage has changed over time. And finally, I will discuss the feasibility of this, reducing this technical debt, things that make it difficult, through which the preprocessor makes our life difficult, especially the feasibility of using Rust as an alternative method for doing many of the things that macros do nowadays. For this study, I used a tool called C Scout. This is a refactoring browser for C code, so it ingests C code and allows you to study it, taking into account the full semantics and the tokens of the preprocessor. So when you see the C code and you click on a token, it goes back to the token's definition in a macro, for example, even if this has been defined in a way that uses the preprocessor. So it performs both a semantic and syntactic analysis of the code, and I've extended this to collect a number of metrics, what happens before the preprocessor and after the preprocessor, both at the end of each function and at the end of each file. And I've also added functionality to measure keywords and some other metrics having to do with the complexity of the code. I've analyzed the three kernels, which you see here, paced about 10 years, in a 10 years distance. The most recent one is 6.10 in July last year. And as you see there, the number of lines has, and files has risen from 4,000 lines to 23,000 lines, files, C files nowadays. And similarly, the number of lines has risen from 5 million lines to 24 million lines, of which I analyzed 20 million lines because I analyzed only a single